Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of May, 1974. The title is, Become Complete with All Virtues, the Same as the Father. Become complete with all virtues, the same as the Father. Do you consider yourselves to be master oceans of knowledge? Just as the ocean of knowledge is complete with all powers, in the same way, do you experience yourselves to be complete with all the attainments? Is the praise, nothing is lacking in the treasure store of the deities, sung for the Brahmins or for the deities? You experience all the sanskars in your Brahmin life because you are now filling yourselves with all these sanskars. So, do you experience the sanskars of this praise in yourselves at this time? It is at this time that you are the children of Bap Dada, the highest on high. However, whilst in the deity life, you will not be called Master Almighty Authorities. Since you are the children of the ocean, will you be complete like the ocean now or in the future? The Father makes the children complete in everything at this time. And this is why the praise of the final stage is complete with all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, completely viceless, and completely non-violent. In the praise, the word complete is also attached to every virtue. Only in Brahmin life do you receive from the Father the inheritance of being complete. Have you claimed a right to your inheritance, or are you still going to claim it? You should have a right to the inheritance from the moment that you belong to the Father. What is the inheritance? Do you experience all attainment and the unlimited, limitless treasures in your inheritance? Since you have a right to the inheritance, what is the sign of one who has all rights? One who has all rights would constantly be like the Father, a benefactor, merciful, a great donor, a donor of virtues, one who grants a vision of the Father through his every thought, word, and practical action like the Father. For such souls who have all rights, the praise is that nothing is lacking in their life. The vision of those who are complete in everything is not prone towards anything. They constantly stay in spiritual intoxication. They will be beyond having any wasteful thoughts. Their intellect and vision will not be drawn in any other directions, and they will remain free from all types of worry. They will constantly be playing with the treasures received from the Father. They don't even have the time to have any other thoughts because they constantly remain busy in imbibing and distributing to others the treasures they have received from the Father. The greatest business, the greatest donation, and the greatest charity is this. What else would you do if you let go of such an elevated task and such elevated donation and charity? Do you have time for anything else? Do you still have time to have thoughts of performing insignificant tasks, or have you already finished all tasks? Since you have not finished everything, how can you have time for anything else? Can those who remain busy in such a great task have any aim and objective in playing with dolls? Is there any result in that? If someone very important that is, someone who normally earns multi-millions at every step, plays with dolls, would you call him someone who is greatly sensible? Wasteful thoughts are the play of dolls. Do you still have such sanskars of childhood? Can those who do not have control over their essential clothes and life powers, their thoughts, mind and intellect, can those who do not have all rights and who are not victorious become the victorious jewels who have the right to world sovereignty? Can a kingdom in which the main one is not one who has all rights remain constant, unshakable, and free from obstacles? In the mind and intellect, the closest powers of the soul, the main ones who rule the kingdom, the workers, are not under your control. What would you call such workers? The greatest victorious ones, or the weakest of all? So check yourself and see whether your main workers are under your control. If not, then how would you become the ones who have a right to world sovereignty or the world emperors? If your own little workers deceive you, would you be called Mahaviras? You issue a challenge that you are establishing a kingdom that is ruled with law and order. If the workers, that is, the sense organs of those who issue the challenge are not under their own law and order, but that they themselves are under the influence of the workers, then can they establish law and order in the world? To what extent are all your sense organs under your control? Check this and develop the sanskars of being victorious from now. Only those who glorify Bab Dada's name can become complete, the same as the Father. Acha. To those who understand with a signal and make their workers work with a signal, to those who direct all souls towards the Father, to those who experience all rights, to those who are constantly complete and constantly victorious, to such sensible children, Bab Dada's love, remembrances, good night, and namaste. Om Shanti.